Chalas. So we finish our Chalkas finally, now we're on to Shivan Akim. This whole Shivan Akim is to have some Kariyah for Shvetz. First of all, before that is when the Shivan Akim has some Kariyah. You know, the news, Ashkenaz, we wait 5 days before we have some Kariyah. What is 5 days? The Gemara says, the Kalat Shechazah is so Suyayi. If she was Mishnah, I had cash which right before. So then, for 3 days after the cash, she's collected Shechazah, and that doesn't count to take Shivan Akim. So, since the bonus is 3 days, it's 3 days may slice. 3 days may slice comes out to be, since we need the Shivan Akim, so we need 7 full days. So we need 4 days. The bonus, we should need 4 days to work.
Why 4 days?
Well, because let's say she would have cash which lasted 12 o'clock midnight. So you know, on Boxer Shabbos. So you need 12 o'clock midnight Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. And she's not going to be have Sakai until Wednesday afternoon. So that comes on 4 days. Because I will fight she's going, and then she goes, she has Mishayim will fight she's going, maybe she's going to Mishayim is Dinesh Moshes. And she's going to think it was still young, but really it was already lying. So at least they added another day. That was not before, and there's certain cases when they added another day. So there's a certain amount of solving you can make on 4 days. The mice were also not here that we do 5 days from when she started seeing. The MSB should be 5 days when she asked Ms. Mishash. No, we do 5 days, but when she started seeing, then you're a Roshim Shot Roshim. So that's not chokhmah, which again, in certain shas and chaks, there's work to play around. The mindset of this matter is not so really there, because most ladies, when they see, they only see for more than 5 days, so they get into the makeup some kind of effect. They'll be negative, so that's why they use kassim. And kassim, so then it's shy sometimes to make, it's usually shy to make us care at all. So, for example, there's the Shia that's brought in this Echuk who says that if there's a child bit of green boost, then you're allowed to make 40s. The Marshal, so Moshe says, what would be a case? Bit of green boost. And Moshe says, let's say someone's in a situation where, you know, if you wait 5 days to make that satire, then no team is going to come out Friday night. And we're in a place that doesn't have a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah there with a walking distance. So, you have to wait till Motsi Shabbos. So Shlo says you don't have to wait. You don't have to make a sekhari on Friday afternoon today to come out Friday night. You don't have to wait a day. You can map the have sekhari and make it Thursday already.
That's the only case you could make on.
What?
That's the only case you could make.
That's one. Is an example. That's the case.
Let's say there's a case that I have a brother. You don't want people to know. You don't want to tell people the only way. Is if you keep 4 days, they won't know. They'll keep 5 days, they'll know.
You have to ask your brothers. They'll cross this different question. Such things come up sometimes. But they'll call for the real mice. The dark cross, you can't make them. It's the year she saw a castle. But an exam of Roshim, Shalom Shimshim, so it's only women, even if the husband is not in the Bach is playing the cash, even if those are not good for this din of Thomas Hamishi Yaman is by all cases, even by Kassim, that I didn't lift away. Just that you can, again, with the 4 days, and that already is a mockery of what you will make of, but the excellent din is even by Arias Kassim. The one exception to waiting 5 days, one polystic exception, is by Dam Besuim. Dam Besuim only can wait 4 days. But that's only if it's Vade Dam Besuim, and she also got her periods, and she does have to wait. Then it's Barais, so she doesn't wait 5 days.
What?
Dam Besuim, it's not just a Besuim, it's when it's Dam Besuim. Dam Besuim, because it's only Grab Bonum. So then we take off the fifth day, which is anyway a Chashash or to Benish Moshes. But if a lady of a kala got a period, she got a vessel, so now she's coming to the Raisa, so now talking you're going to have to wait, she'll have to wait 5 days.
But by a kala, do you need to wait for 5 days?
After the chassid.
Yeah.
Before the chassid is different at all. Then we're not going back. That's the case where we're not going to raise the chassid. We're before the chassid.
It is.
before the chasna or any other case where she's also levaya minatir, then she doesn't have to wait 5 days. For example, if in the middle of shiva nekiyin she saw dam, so she doesn't have to wait 5 days for that to make that chasna. She makes that chasna right away because she was also levaya, and she's also levaya when they work crazy. There's certain cases, so some people who have a problem having children, the problem could be because if she's a very short vessel, so then the bibbutz, the ovulation, can come out before she goes to the mikveh. So, it's not so the mice, mostly just can't make their hefsetera again before 5 days. But sometimes, the mitzvah is, some places they skip a month. So then she stays tamei a full month. And so when she gets her next vessel, she's anyway tamei. Then you don't have to wait the 5 days. There's other eitzes we brought down. Olitzin brings down a different eitz. Olitzin says, the erech 2 days before she knows, a couple days before she knows her vessel is coming.
So there's no zero 5 days?
There's no 0 5 days. She's tamei. She can go to the nick. One more, she doesn't go to the nick.
Just like a kala.
She's going to the nick before she's tamei. Nothing else. She'll have to wait 5 days, 4 days even. Because she's tamei. There's no chashash, shem, or shim, roi shim, shim, or otu shim, shim, which is also levaya. Yeah, again, usually it's not shy, but the place in time, I guess maybe once upon a time, which I did, there's a number of places we talked about it from 20, 30 years ago. Apparently, maybe the Matzis used to be different, I don't know. But it seems an interesting Eitzi. He says if she tells her husband plan, even though it's not true, but the din is now she's also levaya. And that is what Bible is going to be enough, and that she also should have to wait 5 days. But again, it's only a little look at her mitzvah, so she can make nefesh
tera.
Yeah,
you might mean before she gets her period?
Before she, a day or two before she gets her period, she'll say she's tamei.
He doesn't know she's tamei.
She's also. In any case, she's also to him, meaning legal with all of
us. We used to tell that to the lady.
She's beta shmoshes. So then you don't have to wait a chumra gabi chumra. She has to wait 5 days from before she knew. In other words, 4 days from the musufa that she saw by day or by night. So you don't have to wait 5 days from the night. You should come out with 6 days. So between you don't have to wait in between 5 or 6, suffit 5, suffit 6 days. If you wait 5 days from by day, which is a suffit 4, suffit 5, then you covered all the hashoshes. They didn't make a way pure to go as like that. So she saw Matzi Shabbos in the Shmoshes. So she has to wait 4 days from Sunday, which is 5 days from Shabbos. Even on the side, it was still Shabbos, and she saw she waited 5 days from then, and that was the reason they added the 50. So the mice is, though, as I mentioned before, that when she's Tomei, then you go into 5 days. That applies, so Machlek is a place where what kind of issue applies. For example, let's say if she was Tomei Mishum Kesem Drabonon, that's Pasha, then she's not to wait 5 days. Because she was Tomei Tomei Al-Zimu, she was also Levi Al-Zimu Nidu. What would be if it was a Sophic? And it was a Sophic, you know, said, Echvezish Bima. Let's say the Rav said that. That also, Ramayisa, the Rav Kasper, she's also Levi Al-Mishum Dine Nidu. That's going to be enough that she doesn't have to wait 5 days. What's going to be if the Rav said, I don't know, I have to wait, I have to look at it in the morning. I can't tell by night, I have to look at it tomorrow and another day. They mailed, let's say they live in that, they're banished from out of town place, they mailed it to the Rav. And the Shaila said that people who have banished the Spaldali, they send an overnight mail to the Rav. So let's say that happened, they sent it, so now they're punished, right? Anytime you have a Shaila and an A, you have to be punished. So they sent it, they know you can do this for 2 days. 2 days later, she gets her period, and the next day the Rav calls us, I checked and it's okay. So it turns out the Rav been punished by this for no reason. the mice of the place will say, even in such a case now, you can come to find this back from the original Pirish, because there we don't say about Pirish, we don't say about Bezo Shimshon to Roshimshon to Shimshon, because they were Pirish made Mishum Meser Nibis, even though it was a mistake. But since they were Pirish, because of Dina Nibis, that's enough. And so Machlaikis is not clear as, let's say it came out, it was a Yom of Vestas. She had a 24-hour Vestas, she was familiar, it's really crazy. Place in Shebra Chomer is a fake Vestas, she had a 24-hour Vestas, and then the next day she saw. So there's already a shaila. Is that called the Pirish Meshum Dina Nibis? Now remember correctly, the Moshe is making on that place. It says that there also you'd be able to count Fridays from before because there's no word plural on a case where she's Pirish Machmas Yisrael Nida. Anything in the whole, she's Pirish for a year a day bigger reason. What if she was Pirish because of Avelis? Let's say she was, now that she was an Avel, and Avel is also in Pashto Shambhutra. So she was Pirish because she's an Avel. And then a lot of places say that doesn't count. Because that was not the Shum Dina Nida. Why should I be telling Dina Nida that's. Then I'm not sure. You have to go back to the long distance. So again, I don't remember if it was clear. I remember the Chuvah of Moshe. I think this is a machlaik. There is a machlaikis by Avelis. And I think that most places are machmir. Who I think would be in Kippur and Tisha B'Av? She sees Motsi in Kippur, Motsi in Tisha B'Av. So machlaikis, and I think the great places are machmir. So now we know this. Now she's waiting 5 days, 4 days, or whatever the situation may be. Now she makes a hafsikaya. Very first of all, hold that the chiyuv to make hafsikaya is the chiyuv of deraisa. She doesn't make hafsikaya, she's coming with the rabbah. She's coming with deraisa. There are chalkim, the passion, very rude in the person who holds the chiyuv of deraisa. There are ways to make one circumstance. Come and lady is very difficult. When it comes to a mice, the lady, let's say, is very badly irritated. She's in irritation, she tries to make a bedikra, she's going to scratch herself, and she's going to irritate herself, and it causes herself to bleed, which better assistance down needs, but she can't make, perhaps in Paris, she's bechazkas tum. In order to take her out of a chazkas tum, you must have a clean bedikra. So you can't make kliyas on a makra for hafsikaya. He's good, a clear. I have a clear. Maybe it didn't come from the Quran, maybe it came from the makra, but that's not enough to take her out of a chazkas tum, out of a chazkas roya. So what some places say this is an eight. So let's say this lady, we know she always, when she sees her period, she always bleeds 5 or 6 days. So if you wait 7 days, now we have a chazok, she about to stop seeing. But she wouldn't have to make a bedikah. There are places who hold of that, rare places who do not. But there are places who hold of that.
No bedikah the time. 7 days later, she's going to bedikah.
I think you're getting out of Hasid. No, I think Dika Dream should be the king. She's wrong. We're just saying for Hasid. So, what's the reason for Hasid Kaya? The reason for Hasid Kaya is she had a Vest. She's now the Chazkis Tmei. She's the Chazkis Roy. I need to take her out of the Chazkis Roy and make her in a Chazkis Inyan. Normally, we do it with a Medika. But if she's going 7 days and she never sees for more than six days, so now the fact that 7 days passed, that in and of itself should take her out of the Chazkas Roy and put her in the Chazkas Einar Roy. There is still a din of Bidika Shivanikim, it's not to take her out of the Chazkas Roy. So that it won't help. We won't help the Pati Roy from Shivanikim, but then you can already start hoping that maybe that, okay, we're getting down with Bidika Shivanikim.
Is that
you?
The Hafsik?
What's more? Hashes has to move. Here the Hashes coming to take the whole time to the Hashes to take out of a chazak. If there'd be another way of getting her out of that chazak, sometimes there's another eitzah, which is also not only one of the places. He says that since the issue becomes tamei with the raisa only through a hargasha, and he mends on, which is a big hanacha, which the point of it is one of the nekudas they are why they're chayel from him, but he mends on an issue sees that means with a hargasha, means she constantly has a hargasha, calls him on the dam, the tamei the raisa is coming out. Hashes may person say, no, when it starts, there's a hargasha, and then after that, the hargasha stops. If it's on surface, it's in them one, that's going to be a constant hargasha. Therefore, he says, if she sits there at the end of the day, the last hour of the day, Danish Moshes, whatever it is, and she meditates, she goes to a quiet room, and she sits and she feels, does she have a hargasha or not? She doesn't have a hargasha, so now she knows she's not seeing Danish Moshes, and she doesn't have to make a bedikah. She was mervara that she's not seeing Rehoboth, not seeing Dam, it's coming to the Raisa, in a different way. But again, this is not a woman in the person. Fine. then, so what does she washes herself well, both inside and out, before she makes the bidikas hafsik tari. She should do this, even though the hafsik tari should be close to shkiyas sachama, but she should start early enough. After she washes herself internally, she should wait 15 minutes at the era before she makes the bidika, because otherwise the bidika doesn't show much. Because she just washed herself out, so she thinks that there's no dam right now. But we want to see if dam is not coming out. Dam is not flowing. You can merge me? Yeah, make a merge so there's nishka fell. But she's going to take this. She's going to make a hafsa. What's she going to do? She's going to wash herself, she's going to wait, she's going to make a hafsa. Then, what if the hafsik's not good? She can make another hafsik. Keep making another trying to make a hafsik again up until shkia. But she has to leave herself enough time that she can, you know, wash herself, wait, make a hafsik. Maybe then wait and make another hafsik. So don't wait till mama's the last minute. Don't go away. Don't get yourself, she shouldn't get herself in a situation where she's can you run over and look at the little amount of what time shkia is? Because, say, start an hour before, whatever it is. The mice is if she is pressed for time, then she does not have if I did, she does not have to wait before she makes the bidika and has to tell her why. Because what is the path of the bidika again? Is to see we want to see that she no longer has a chaz kasuar. So the mice, if you make a bidika at one time, even if there's technical reasons why she might not see, but right now. She's taken herself out of that house, but right now the dam's coming out. So the second she made the bidika, the dam was coming out. So now, enough, and now she's going to have another 7 days and prove that the chazaka holds. But at least we know right now no drop of dam is coming out of the ref. So Be'emma's an ikra din, even if she makes that satari right away after she washed herself, the ikra din is going to work to create that chazaka. And as you pointed out, if she makes a moich, so then it's much more calm. And then the vadil, the ikradil, if the shas chach, she's pressed for time, she could make the hafsik tari right away after she washed herself. Fine. But the mice of Lubin is there's an irritation, so now because it's a big problem, and you have to ask the Rav, if there's any eights, is what you can do. Some Rav only said there's eights to make Dika avoid, if she knows where the Maka is, she's not touching that one place. Hagam, when she's not doing all the Chayim with Sedakim like she's supposed to. But the mice of the Ikra purpose is that I want to know that's coming out of the Tzabar Rechim. Which means some place can say, okay, what's the hesitation? Put it all before you go. She wants to make sure there's no dam anywhere in this pizza. Now, the mice say that's not what's important to me because she doesn't live in Tali because there is a drop of dam stuck somewhere in this pizza. But Emma's because Chayim is stuck in my Hesek Kairo is more of an Eitzatayva Kamash more than anything else. Because really, what I want to know if she could do it theoretically. Let's say, there's a Musig of a Bika Shreifers. Nishi's wearing up his tash, she could do Bika Shreifers. What's a Bika Shreifers? She puts in a tube, it's going to go all the way to the Tzavar Arachim, and she basically puts an aid on a stick up just to touch the opening of Tzavar Arachim. If she does that for a Hafsik Tari, then theoretically she doesn't have to do Bika Shreifers Mishkok. Because what did she do? She touched Tzavar Arachim. It came out clean. That means I know no dam is coming out of the rachim. Any dam, the problem is that since that's not realistic, so when she does a bidika and she finds dam, I have to be choishish, maybe that dam came out of the Tzavar Arachim around the time of Shkia. But if she would be able to know that right now no dam came out, well, Moshe, let's say she puts in it, she can put in an aid, and she knows she can touch Tzavar Arachim. So she puts in the aid and she puts it on the Tzavar Arachim, leaves it there for a second, takes it out. Even if she didn't do Chayim Misdokin, it's going to be a good bidika. It's going to be a good hafsik tari. Problem is, if she didn't clean the Chayim Misdokin, then tomorrow when she makes the first bidika, she's going to clean, and then she's going to find a dam that is stuck in Chayim Misdokin. So practically speaking, it's kedai to do bidika's Chayim Misdokin. But the ikra din, if she can touch Tzavar Arachim, then it's not necessary. So but that might be an eitzah potentially for maybe when she's a man. Again, you're going to have a problem because then if she can get by there in the first day, she'll also do an eitzah to get to avoid touching the place where the matka is. So then hopefully by the time she gets to another bidikas, the matka will heal. And it won't bother me as long as the problem is that she's going to get down on an aid, and the Rav's going to say, well, what can I do? You have a matka, but as you start getting into kliyas, then you have to get problems like you have on the first 2 days, it's much harder to make a kliyas. together. Any of these type of things has to be done with, if it's a shayla maisa, you have to still love the prophets that have to do it. But at least you know what to ask. There are etzes for ladies of mice. It's a big problem. Even for Afsakaya, there are etzes. It's much more difficult, but there are etzes. Another etzes they mention is that you go to a nurse, and the nurse can sometimes do the biggest Afsakaya. And the nurse, so she can see what she's doing, can avoid touching the makam al-maka. And again, now she's not doing all the chayim stuff, and that could be good news. Yeah, we like the shofar more or less. If practically speaking, right? And there's other etzes they mention, places they mention, like they're not realistic. They mention that she can use two hands. She puts in one hand with one aid and covers the makka. She knows where it is. Where the nurse can cover the makka thing with a finger. And then with the other hand, do the particular. I mean, I don't know, but I don't imagine she's using two hands. I imagine she's putting two hands in the two different. Okay, whatever. Then they talk about different aids. And you have to know it's practical, it's realistic. La halacha, there are aids that can be done. They talk about another aids to take a little Vaseline and cover up the, if it's a minor makka. Cover the macro with Vaseline, and that way when she makes the big, you know, she touches a little bit by the stick, they won't get down on the egg. Fine. So now she made Vaseline before Shkia. What if she didn't make Vaseline before? Okay, so Chathilo, when you do it, you do the Vaseline Chathilo, some of the Shkia, which is the Erech a half hour before. But I did Chathilo to go from Minchat Kana there. Minchat Kana being. The Chakana being 2.5 shows money is before Shkia. The Ikra did know that she made the Hapsakaya even in the morning, but the evidence is good in most circumstances. However, if this is the first day she's seeing, which again is not realistic, she's making a Hapsakaya then. But if it's the first day, so it's a chazaka that the mayim doesn't close by yoyim, and then she has to make the diavad, the hefsekaira, a son of the shkia, at least in the afternoon.
What? Is it
not something
that was
not something like that? If.
Is it
also need a mark. You have to mark. Hefsekaira is also going to make an afternoon hefsekaira. And again, they have the Chavis Das, whose former is always cautious, but maybe up until now everything she's seen is Damtar, and this is the Haskol of Damtale, and Renela, this is the first day she's seen Damtale, and Renela, the Chavis Das says that she saw Dam, she always has to make the Hasikar in the afternoon. I think I mentioned this before, but again, I don't understand the Chavis Das, because we know that even Damtar comes from the Mayim, comes from the Makar. And so, even if maybe the first day that Damtale came out, but the Lashon of Yishayim is a chazok, and the Mayan is not nisgar on the day the Mayan was niftach. The Mayan Mayono was niftach already 5 days before. So you don't have a problem with a chazok, the Mayon is not nisgar on the same day as niftach. The Pasan it is, the Rambam Pasan, I think it's only with my older person, the Damtor and Damtome on Mayanach. That's the Maitre Yibetome, it's kosher. It's all coming from the Rechem. Yeah, that's Mufur's, the Mayim's Kohanim. Dam Yor comes from the Makar. Etzomim, if it was a Kel, here's one that's coming. If it was a Kesem, then even Shachas works with the Yav. Because Shachas works with the Yav, even on the day she saw the Kesem. Why? Because there was never to be, what's the problem? Well, she's Mufzik, the Mayim is Pasuah. We have an omen, but it doesn't close up the day it opened. But by a kesson, since every kesson is sofik me'alma, sofik came from somewhere else, there was never a chazaka gmur that her mind was nifter. So I don't need a chazaka gmur that it was nisgar. So by a kesson, you need a hefsekaya, but you can be certain of a hefsekaya that was done in the morning. That's important. So before she makes the hefsekaya, she washes herself, and we have this problem. They say 10-15 minutes, then she should wait. Then she goes. What if she may forgot to do Hefsekaira before Shkia? Chafetz Chaim writes in Machne Yisrael, Tisha al Chacham, the Bereshit writes it's a Machon Lahaka. Lamaisa, I can fix Shal Chacham, but I'll tell you any Rav you ask today, any Ashkenazi Rav you ask is going to tell you that it's Sakha. Any Ashkenazi Rav you ask is going to tell you if you make the Bedika after Shkia, it's not good. The Bereshit writes it, there's a Machon Lahaka. And the Chafetz Chaim says Tisha Chacham, which seems to me there's a Mokum the Chacham should be matter. And there's a big, there's a whole Meisim and Gvadi was matter, and all, everyone came out against him, and the whole Shach would tell you back and forth why. And the Meisim, Pashtus is, almost any place that you can ask is going to tell you it's not good to be at. But let's say it's Erev Shabbos and she's benching licht. Let's say that she's been like a good Yerushalmi, she's benching licht 40 minutes before she can do it. So lechatchila, she should make the hefsek tayyar before she benches licht. However, if she benched licht before, avada, she's allowed to still make the hefsek tayyar afterwards. What's going to be in the summer if she's American and they make an early Shabbos by fog? So then, when you get into more problems, because she can't make it lechatchila before lechatchila gedera. So it's certainly, Lamaisa Chag is after Milch Katana. Chag is after Milch Katana. So she can make it between Milch Katana and Chag. If she missed, it's less problematic, but Lamaisa, she should still try to make it before she benches it. Right. She's with those Vali Milch Katana. So when she makes the Asatayra, she has to make the Bedikah Bo Oimek as deep as she can. You know, Halach is supposed to be at Mokush HaShamish Dash. As far as David goes into Shas Tashmish, if you say Svari Bavon, that's almost impossible. The lady's finger is shorter than the Asia Tashmish. It doesn't work. How do you do it? He asks how the Kabbalah came and none of them knew. And after thinking, he says, you're still before. But the bottom line is she has to do as much as she can.
He
says, said that he's younger father than, and he asked, Kenan and Pamela Chachamim, and none of them were able to answer, how is it possible? And it's amazing that he's saying it's almost not possible to do it. Now, Elo Hachim Paschal, she's Mechoyim to do it, has to carry at least one of them doing Shabbat Akiva. To reach Admok Mosh Hashemesh Dash. The Allah Maisa is, she should do as much as she can, some service in Eitza, how she can stand, make it easier, the ladies know what they're supposed to do, hopefully. If they don't, they're not going to teach them what to do, we'll tell them that they should ask the lady to teach them what to do. But the bottom line is they should do as best as they can. And they do as best as they can, and whatever they can do, learn it in the Torah of Lachi Asharis, that's good enough. But the Sula always is the problem. She probably, it's physically not possible to make a bedika at Mokum Shashamish Dash. And they do as best as they can. What?
What's the
shot? It's the Hatta. The Hatta is the Eva. The Torah was not Mechayev Levi. Down there is the where it took out the Tzulim to Etzba for the Chasna. Like Tomer did it with my Hatta.
Why did they do it?
They did a Pashas not to become Tomer with the Chasna. They were Misabra from Yuri Shomer. The Chayev that comes from Tomer is Misabra from Yuri Shomer. The Torah says that it's not shy for a lady to become his Abra from Bir Rishayna if she's a student. So if they take out the student, then they can become pregnant at a Bir Rishayna.
Today, a lot of people take out the student after they get married, so they won't have problems after.
Right. That's a Hashkoch issue. I'm not sure if it's a Hashkoch issue.
Ah, well, okay.
And there's also Shayna where that makes you tough.
What?
There's a Shayna Allah where if a doctor takes out the student,
yeah, okay, but that's who it was, and that's it. After the wedding, right after the wedding.
What's Pshat? So Pshat is, so what it is, if you put the, this, I think the Sofer says, this brings down the Sofer, I think, that if you put the egg, if you leave it there for a period of time, it's a 5.5, I'm not sure why, I don't remember if he says how long, but if you leave it for a period of time, so then if the dam came out in Tzav HaRechem during that period, let's say a half hour, during that, it's clearly a month. If dam would have come out in Tzav HaRechem, it would have eventually come out of the body. So if you block the hole at the bottom of the kozel, where the dam should come out of the body, and you see for a half hour no dam came out of her body, that already makes it a chazak that she's not seeing, that her mind is this guy. There's no dam coming out of the air. That's enough to create such a chazak. That's one eitzah. I don't know if that's what they tell Kalas to do, though. I think they tell them to make a regular bedikah. And they're doing ridiculous with this. So some ladies supposedly are told they don't do anything, they do kinuach mibachutz. That luchon is a toys gomer. Kinuach mibachutz is not a bedika, even bediyah. They have to get the thing, usually the ladies, even a basuna luchon, they time her, can usually get her finger inside this before she risks making hurting herself, making herself bleed. So that much already, b'di'evet is good enough. It's b'di'evet is a matzah. She has to have b'di'evet. She has to have b'di'evet. But that much, she's doing the opposite of b'di'ka penis. She's doing chayim mitzvah. She's doing chayim mitzvah. She's getting like that and going around.
The halacha that the b'di'evet brings down that he doesn't understand. He's saying b'di'evet also?
B'di'evet is chayishish v'shutas. We don't pass this b'di'evet. The b'di'evet is doing chayishish v'shutas. The b'di'evet They shouldn't be too nervous. They shouldn't have too much Yiras Shamayim, if you want to put it that way. Some ladies, you tell them, no, you have to have Mokhash Shamayim Dash, and they're going to try that. That's what they're supposed to do. They're going to try, and they're going to hurt themselves, and they're going to make themselves shyless, and they're going to scratch themselves. And then they're rather not, they should not do it. The ladies should be careful and go slowly and carefully. And if they start feeling any pain, they should stop. That's Shasat Chaka, they went as far as possible. And Shasat Chaka, b'di'evet about it's good. Shasat Chaka, b'di'evet domi, it's good b'di'evet. As far as they can do, as long as they went inside somewhat, they're not worse than every kala. Every kala b'suma, they're not worse than that. Fine. Mice, the aid should be checked before and after she does the b'di'evet. Hagam, that they come sealed in a plastic bag and they claim it, but no one checked them before. And the Rishonim will hold that to be considered an aid baldic, it has to be physically checked. So she should look at it before. And also, mice and b'cholim, they do find things on in the bag. So she should check the aid before she uses it. And then, of course, after she uses it, to see what she finds. Then, after she does the hafzatayah, l'chatchila, you do a ma'ch'doch. The ma'ch'doch, again, in most circumstances, is l'chatchila. And b'zman is that many ladies are sensitive and have irritations and tend to bleed from the bedikas. There are many rabbanim will tell a lady that if she has such irritation, she shouldn't do machdoch. Because it's only making problems, it's only l'chatchila, it's only a chumah l'chatchila. But l'chatchila, she should do it, she puts it in before shkia and leaves it in until after tzeis. Whether you have to do from before shkia till after every time tzeis is already most risky, you might have to do for 72 minutes. Do 25 minutes, 40 minutes max. But finally, the Chavis Das is, again, like we said, by Hasid Kaira, the Chavis Das is machmir, they say every lady has to do a moich, which is this very chiddush, because the Chavis Das in a different place says that every lady is machmir to do a moich doch for 7 days straight during Shabbat. Fine, we don't pass from the Chavis Das. And don't try. Don't. Anyone who likes chumras is looking for chumras is not all chumras to take on. It's hard to not understand the daily so, but the Chavis Das is Machayev, and Moich Doch, all Shavu Nekiyim, and Moich Doch, the entire Yema Vessus, every Vessus, and the Chavis Das was divorced three times. I have got down Chavis, so I don't know the daily so, but that means this. Fine.
You know that was the reason.
I don't know that was the reason. Don't say that. Don't say that because he's coming to the city.
What?
So anyone tells you chumas on the Chavis Das, ask someone if it's only in Allah. I got into a Maisa Shahayu with someone who went to the Rav, maybe came to the Rav, and said, she's not going to this chumas, that's chumas. She says, she's the Enoch of the Chavis Das, she takes on all the Chavis Das, this chumas. And the Maisa, she was also coming for Shalom Bais Council, like, whatever.
But if she was taking on it, why was the problem with Shalom?
Because Shalom Bayis problem. She hadn't been able to go to the mikvah for 6 months straight. I think even 6 months is the last time she made it to the mikvah. Fine. There are some the chumras and maris of the hefsek chayim which do not apply to the merf dochuk. Merf dochuk is a din, according to most places, like a regular deep conversion. And fine. Even though, like we said, if the yom haschalas or the first day she's seeing nida merf dochuk then a din, if during shiva nekiyim she saw dam. So then that is not called the Yemascholos Ari'i according to most Paiskin, and she does not need a Marthbach. Why? Because it's considered to be a continuation of the original Ari'i. Certainly, if she saw within 24 hours of making that Hesekaria, it's considered a continuation of the original Ari'i. And many Paiskin say anyway that a very small amount, like just a drop of Dam on a Bidika, was never Machzik Mayona Pasur, that it should stay open for 24 hours. Which is again the same reason she's the Hafsakar in the afternoon is the same reason she's Mukhlib in the Mud. Fine. Then during Shiva Nekiyim, everyone knows that Chatchila she wears white underwear. She does not have to wear any other white clothes other than the underwear, not like Zlat Chazal when they used to wear all white clothes and everyone knew they were during Shiva Nekiyim. We don't do that this month. When Mashiach comes, don't tell your wife, but I'm going to have to go back to do a wearing special begotten the nida. So when she goes, she's Tommy, she's not going to be the time of the chum and the kotch. So if I don't know if ladies knew that, how quickly they be mitzapel for Mashiach, so don't tell. But the lemaisa is, this month is it's only their gay underwear. And the minhag klal Yisrael is to put a white sheet on the bed. Some people say this month is you don't have to because ladies, most ladies sleep in underwear. However, this says, and I think that it's taka, a practical, it's, even with tight underwear, with elastic that we have, this man azeh, but when you're sleeping and you're rolled, people toss and turn in their sleep, it can move, it can shift, and it is possible for them to get around the underwear onto the sheet. So it is nothing to wear, to put a white sheet on the bed. It doesn't have to be the top sheet, only the bottom sheet's enough, but she should use a taka, a white sheet, when she is during she is keen. The pillowcase doesn't have to be white, and it's safer that says that she has to wear white snood when she sleeps during Shiva Nekiyim. I don't think it's only going to be my right person.
If she did not have any white clothes,
she should check carefully colored clothes and wear that. I think that what Moshe says, and I think that it's only the Rebbe Moshe Paiskin, that a lady who has Pitzoyim, she has matkas that her mom is dripping down, she can chatchila wear colored underwear during Shiva Nekiyim. Because she's going to recalculate herself with damas natan midas, so she doesn't have to wear bigalot.
She does not need to.
If she is.
She's going to make herself problems.
She's only going to make herself problems. And it's problems, it's not MS of problems. So he says she doesn't have to wear any of the cloth. She shouldn't wear it. She's not going to. This should only be done, of course, in consultation with the rabbi. But there is a mockum, there's something to add. You can add, if someone has such a situation, or let's say she's hemorrhoids, or something like that, where she is bleeding. She has the other conditions that cause the lady to bleed from that part of the body. She's urinary tract infection, whatever it is. Ask a rav. I think most rabbanim will say in certain circumstances she does not need to wear white underwear. If she has, fine. Then she must wait. Shiva Nekiyim is 7 full days. The day she makes the hafsakaria is not the first day of Shiva Nekiyim. It is a mistake that some ladies make. It's a very bad mistake because it gets the child's of their ISIS. But
you know why the mistake is?
I think it's Yom Kippur.
5 days.
5 days does count with Yom Kippur. Shiva Nekiyim, there's no mitzvah Yom Kippur. You need 7 full days. She has next time before Shkia. The next day is the first day of Shiva Nekiyim.
What do people make a mistake?
Some people think that let's say she makes Nefesh Tayyar today's Thursday. She makes Nefesh Tayyar Thursday afternoon. So Thursday is the first day of Shiva Nekiyim. It's Yom Kippur. And then she's going to go to Mikvah Wednesday night. But if on the Tzad, she's in Zofa, she's coming to us.
So they have to do it right.
There is, under certain circumstances, the Mechad Dochuk may be counted as a Bidika for the first day. Under certain extreme circumstances.
Why that for the first day, like the Hefsetar?
The Mechad is already after Tzitzak HaKachov, she's taking it out. She's only taking out the Mechad Dochuk after Tzitzak HaKachov.
No, I said those people who make the mistake, they count the Hefsetar as a Bidika for the first day.
Yeah, that would be a mistake. Fine. So, where is it cooler? sphere, the Shloss says lechatzchilo, she should say, she should sphere with her, so I am the Echad lezaynikim, it's mufurish and rishayim that you do not have to do it, but that's not what sphere is, even though the Pateris is the Sofra law, if I remember Sefer Eshkol, I'm pretty sure, says mufurish, that's not the Sofra law by Yiv, is not the same as the Sofra by Sirius. Serious Aimer, and she does not have to count the days. But someone who's married like the Shema, you're not losing anything. Fine. L'chatchila, she makes bdikas twice a day. That is l'chatchila. L'maisa makor for twice a day is otu tayres v'zman besamiktush. It's not, so it's how you can easily, it's easier for a lady with problems for love to make it once a day. A lady with meditation, which is very common, this man said, it is not uncommon to love to tell her to go back to Din Shulchanov, make her again, is Rishon Vishvi, make Medik on the first day and the seventh day. Again, don't do it on your own. But a lady with irritations and has problems, and is constantly having problems on her Medikas, and if she feels uncomfortable when she makes Medikas, she should tell that to the Rav. Tell the Rav it hurts, tell the Rav she's having constant problems. Especially this man said, people often don't have their Rav. They go to Rav is whoever's convenient that day. When they hear that, so the Rav doesn't know that. In the old days, the Rav knew, you're always dating the Shilas to the same Rav. He sees. If the lady comes to the Shilas, the husband comes to the Shilas 5-6 days in a row, it keeps coming again and again, he sees there's a problem. Today, it could often happen, the Rav wouldn't notice, because yesterday they went to that Rav, and today to this Rav, and tomorrow they went to a different Rav. So if she's feeling uncomfortable and having problems, it's not normal to have problems. You should ask the Rav, tell the Rav, and they're possibly legal on, it's just 1 in 7. I think so. 1 minute left. If we can try to finish up here. If she's doing Rishon Shvi, it doesn't make a difference what time of day. L'chatchila is first thing in the morning, but it's not so important to do. B'shas Sidcha Gadol Ma'oid, there is a mockum to be made on just the first or the seventh day, on just one bedikah during Shiva Nitim. It's only under very extreme circumstances to be made on that. This is Rabbi Yehuda talks about case doing. First, the third, if she forgot the seventh, if you can do the star of the first, the third, and the eighth, those are proxies that we don't have time for. I have a whole shit to tell you, but one is, but not doesn't finish her shaykh this year. And, fine. That's, I think, the basic. This is, okay. I'm not going to try to stop in the last bottom.